All right, welcome back to the next episode in our series about licenses and copyrights. And today we'll do a short rundown of how to choose a license and what license to choose. So there are like some things to consider. First of all, is it code at all? What type of license do you want from an like ideological or practical perspective? Do you care about patents or not? And various legal aspects that might arise from your company or workplace or something else. So, I mean, in this series, we only talk about licenses for software. And there's a good point to be made here is that these licenses we talk about, they are specifically written to cover software. So if the stuff you're looking for a license for is not software, then usually you should not use a software license. It can work anyway, but there are other licenses specifically written for things that are not software.
Like comics and books and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. And for example, GNU has this free documentation license, which they encourage to use for documentation, which is, you know, separate from the software, but usually bundled with the software.
I mean, we discussed that in our GNU episode, and it's even incompatible with the GPL, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, but then you usually don't, you know, link your your documentation with the code. But yeah,
but still. What about all the inline documentation, which you have like in JavaDoc and so on?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's, I don't know really what the legal status would be there.
But GNU doesn't have that much Java code, so it's not a big problem.
Oh, what about Doxygen then?
It would be funny to separately license all the comments in the code.
Yeah. No.
That would probably work, but okay, never mind. So the Creative Commons project is available for things that are like general creative works, like art and I don't know, music probably.
Photos, yeah.
Yeah, and photos as well. So that can be a good place to look if it's not code that you want to license. The next thing is like, what type of license style are you interested in? And we've talked about copyleft and permissive licenses, but this is just a short recap. So a permissive license will allow the users of your software or whoever gets it to relicense it if they choose to redistribute it, for example. They can make proprietary derived works from the software, and a permissive license allows code to flow in any direction. So you can use any type of code in your permissive code. Well, this might sound weird. You can't use copylefted code in permissive code, of course, because you're not allowed to change the license of that. But otherwise, the other direction is fine. And if you want a copyleft license, that means the user can't relicense the code. So it will, I mean, the point of that is that the code will stay open. You have to share alike, so you have to keep the same license or a compatible license when you redistribute. And then there is a special case of this called when you have the weak copyleft, which I don't know if we have a good definition of it, but usually it implies that the original code that you got has to stay copylefted. But if you make derived works or edits to the code, then your edits or derivations may have a different license.
About this can't relicense, that only means what? I'm not quite sure if how this is working, because you can, for example, relicense it from GPL v2 to GPL v3 if it's allowed by the license.
If it's allowed by the license, but I mean, in general, you can't change the license to something else. This GPL 2 to 3 thing is a special clause in the GPL v2.
Okay. And 3.
Oh, yeah, it's probably in 3, but 3 is the latest right now, so nobody thinks about that.
Yes.
All right. So once you've selected a license style, then there is some more things to consider. It's patents. And the big question is, do you even care about patents? And if you listen to the talk we did about patents earlier, the easiest answer is you should. Patents may come at you from nowhere, and you're just supposed to keep track of them yourself. So a good way to make sure you don't end up in trouble with when it comes to patents is to use a license that allows that automatically licenses for any patents that you have or that the contributor has. And I mean, if you're more interested in that, then you can listen to that whole episode, which is only about that. But there's a fourth thing that I sort of realized late while preparing for this, is that there are, you know, like legal aspects. If you work at a company, for example, there might be a policy in place on what license to use. But some lawyer has just decided, some company lawyer, for example.
Yeah, this depends a bit on where you're working, in which country. For instance, how does contributions that you do in your free time,
indeed,
how are they influenced by your employer?
Exactly. And I mean, in Sweden, where we're at right now, if you're employed by a company and create software, then the copyright is automatically owned by your employer, which is, wow, I think, not always the case in other countries.
If you write the software like on behalf of your employer.
Yeah, of course. Not everything you do while employed, but everything you do as part of your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even if, I think we've touched upon this before, but we might do it again. If you're like writing your secret JavaScript stuff or whatever you do, and you're an embedded programmer writing C code at work, the JavaScript code you write, even though you're writing it on paid time, on a computer paid by the company, using the company's internet, it still belongs to you.
Mm. And I think once you have got it down to that your stuff is code, and you know what type of license you want, and this patent stuff. I mean, this clause about legal aspects, of course, that can, there will be a flowchart shown here. And the whole legal aspects, if your company doesn't allow you to open source stuff or release it as free software, then this is all for nothing. But it might be a good thing to check that out early. So here is the big kahuna, what to choose. And I've sort of written some recommendations here based on licenses that are reasonable and modern and cover what you want based on these choices. So if you want a permissive license, then you could go for the Apache license too. It's a permissive license, and it also covers patents. Do you guys agree?
I'm just thinking that we might get some BSD folks coming at us.
And I mean, from what we discussed when it comes to patents, that's you may have an automatic sort of, because it's not mentioned in the license, right? But it's not explicit, and in the Apache license, it is explicit, which is, I think, a positive thing here.
So I mean, the flowchart ends up in modern licenses in the respective categories.
Yes.
So if you look at permissive, you have the MIT, you have the BSD, and so on. And the problem, as you say, is that they don't clearly state everything. Apache is still permissive, but it provides more clarity.
Exactly. Yeah.
I would say the same about, for instance, the strong copyleft branch that you have in the other side. Mm-hmm. So I mean, the GPL v3 is the most modern one, but for instance, the Linux kernel stays with GPL v2 because they don't agree with some of the changes that were made in between version 2 and version 3.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, GPL v2 is still a strong copyleft license, and for the purposes of, you know, having a good license, it works. It doesn't have a patent thing, a patent clause. For Linux, I think that's not as big of a problem because we have this, what is it called? This patent pool.
the open innovation thing. Yep.
Exactly. So if it's just for Linux, then you're not likely to get sued by anyone.
I think the biggest difference of opinion between Linux and Free Software Foundation was the digital restrictions management. That was allowed or not. Something we discussed in the TiVoization episode.
Exactly. Yeah, and then, of course, the third leg here is if you want a weak copyleft license, then you can use either the Mozilla public license or the GNU LGPL version 3, which both are weak copyleft license with patent clauses in them. Yeah, so I mean, this sort of opens up for a big flame war for everyone who doesn't agree. But, you know, it's if you're just looking for some simple... simple answers, and you trust that I did my homework, then this is good. Otherwise, you can check these links out from some pages. For example, GitHub has, I don't know if they host it, but they recommend it, a site for choosing a license. And I know that Free Software Foundation has some kind of list of recommendations as well that you can check out if you don't trust the opinion that I'm giving here.
And obviously, go back to all the videos we did and listen again to the different licenses, what they do, and decide for yourself. That would be the absolute best.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, these chosen licenses are based on what we have talked about before. So I think that's all for the short and simple what to choose type discussion, right?
Awesome. Let's fight it out in the comments.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.